What's up, everybody? You're listening to episode 20 of Just Breathing with Laud and Lungs. I'm joined by my wife, Brittany, and just wanted to go over a few things while I'm thinking of it. We have the Just Breathing Home Edition. I want to keep plugging that. That's going to be me and Britt co-hosting that from our dining room, and we talk about life, culture, parenting, scheduling, working out, anything to better ourselves as human beings, basically. We're trying to do that as a couple. We're trying marriage. We'll talk about that. One other announcement is I have just started a clips page. So a couple podcasts ago, I think it was our New Year's podcast, I had joked in there that a lot of big podcasts had clips pages.
Right.
Except us. Not anymore.
Nice.
Not anymore. We have a clips page. If you go to Just Breathing Clips, you can look through a bunch of videos that is just our long form podcast split up into a little more digestible forms. We try to make it topical, try to put some titles on there that make sense with what we're talking about. So go over there, subscribe, and eventually, it's taking a little bit for me to do this and be able to, you know, break all of our podcasts apart. It's a lot of work to just get these up in general. Mm-hmm. So to break them apart into clips and get those uploaded on our super speedy internet, it takes a little bit. So they'll be up there. So make sure you head over there, subscribe, and keep an eye out for all the clips that are coming. And you can, in the meantime, just watch all the ones that are there. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. It's funny. A lot of times you don't really see the significance of things until you do it.
Mm.
Like, I knew that a lot of other people made clips pages. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm a long form podcast person though.
Yeah, you like to listen to
the
long.
I love listening the whole way through.
Yeah.
It's like an event.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I went to a show.
Right, right.
And I got to sit in on some big conversation.
Right.
Even if it's not with big people.
Right.
I just like being there. It's like if you've ever kind of entered in to a conversation that your friends are having and like it just sounds interesting, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I walk into? Yeah, this is cool. That's what I feel like with podcasts. That's why I love it so much. It's just, I love humans communicating.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. I think we always find something cool to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. But so clips, I never really saw the significance of it because I never used it.
Yeah.
Like I never watched like a clip from a podcast that I regularly listen to.
Right, right.
So to me, I'm like, it's cool for like those people that have short attention spans.
Right. Which is a lot of people.
Yeah. Which is a lot of people. And after I started making clips and uploading them, I haven't really advertised. This is the first time I'm advertising it. So, you know, not a lot of people have been there yet. But after I started uploading it, I'm like, YouTube is this vast expanse of videos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say something like millions of videos are being uploaded right now.
That's crazy.
Right now, people are uploading millions of videos.
Oof.
All over the world. It's crazy.
Wow.
So to even think that your voice could be heard is nuts.
Yeah.
But what you have to remember is that with the millions of videos that are being uploaded, there is like five times that amount that are, excuse me for a second. If your phone is near the computer where the audio is recording, you get this like...
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. So I don't know if that comes through on the audio. If so, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
If not, it's for my own ears.
That would be annoying.
But yeah, like I was saying, for all of the millions of videos that are being uploaded right now, there is like billions of people that are watching videos.
Right, right. That's true.
So there's always an audience.
Yeah.
Like that's the coolest thing about YouTube is like, how can you be heard, but somehow people make it through.
Right, right.
Now, you have to be consistent with it. You have to be strategic in how you're titling things, how you're kind of pushing it. I'm not really in the game yet. I don't really know exactly what I'm doing. I'm still learning.
There's a lot to learn.
There's so much. And it's changing.
Yeah.
It's always changing too. But it's cool. And what I saw was just this clips page is one tool in which you can kind of spread your wings a little more on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one long form podcast that I don't really spend a lot of time on titles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I started titling the Home Edition podcast, mm-hmm. but this podcast, the Just Breathing with Lawton Lungs, I wanted to keep very generic because mm-hmm. I wanted it to be about the people that I had on.
Right.
So I don't plan on titling these podcasts ever, but with the clips,
you can
title them to things that we're talking about, and if it's relevant, now that video mm-hmm. is there in the thousands of other videos.
Right.
But maybe for some reason, someone looks at yours and says, "Wow, take a look at this."
Right.
And if they like what they hear, if they like what they see, they're gonna head over and maybe watch the full version.
Right.
And then maybe you got them for the next time.
Right.
And then now you have an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the development that can happen through just things that I personally don't really see didn't see the significance
right.
of. But now through kind of doing it, once you actually do the action, you're like, there's something
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
There's something here. So that's been kind of cool. I kind of wanted to ask you, though, I didn't really talk to you about this, but can we talk about some of the songs that you're writing right now?
Sure.
Just because I don't really get a chance. Like, we sing some of the songs.
Right.
You'll show me a new song every so often, but we don't really get a chance to talk about them too much.
Right, right.
So there was one that you wrote recently that I loved. It was really kind of honing in on, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but kind of was honing in on a lot of the feelings that people felt and the things people went through in this past year.
Yeah.
And maybe are still going through right now.
Right.
But you just kind of speaking into that in a kind of hope-filled way.
Yeah.
You know? Can you talk a little bit about that? And
yeah.
Just
so
explain it.
I'm excited about that song too. So like, you know, you do a lot of reflection like in the new year, and not only that, but like when like crazy things happen in the new year, you kind of think even more. So like, this has been kind of a crazy year in just this short time. So I was reflecting on like last year and just everything that happened. And then I had a meeting with people that I really care about. And we just had like a little time of reflection Anyway, so they were speaking, and a lot of the things they said just kind of, I don't know, there was like a theme of last year being a great struggle, yet like God coming through in the struggle. Like,
yeah.
Like almost everyone said, this was the hardest part, but through it, it was a blessing.
Mm.
And
that's cool.
And I was like, yeah, that's been my experience too.
Yeah.
And so I just had that in my head, and I just wanted to write. I just wanted to write. And so, I wrote this song, and the verses are basically saying, this has been a hard mm-hmm. time. It's been a hard year. But this is where I knew rest in you, talking about I knew rest in Christ, in God this year. but I wanted to, I can just talk about that if you don't mind for a second.
I'm good.
I like went back and forth. This is something I love about writing because, I've not been like a great communicator. I'm still not the best communicator, but writing songs is like just a freeing, awesome way to like think through things and get something out that I can't say with my words well sometimes. So anyway, this one line about, it was the first time I knew rest in you. And I used the, I picked those words very carefully because we talk about rest in God a lot. And I think it could mean different things. Like we know that God is our savior. He saved us from our sin. There is peace in him. There's joy in him. There's rest in him. But I didn't say I found rest in him this past year. I said, it's the first time I knew rest. And it's because I was actually in the center of Christ in the middle of chaos that did not feel at all like rest.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you didn't have to practice rest.
I did not
like,
feel rest.
This is the first
rest.
Time that you, it just, it happened.
I knew rest.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it, not because I felt it.
Yeah.
I was depending on him being my rest.
Yeah.
And like I've been through tough times before and like, you know, unsure times before, but it was the first time that, and I think for a lot of people where you could, this past year, you could have known rest in Christ if you were like clinging to him with everything that you have. Yeah. And the chorus then talks about that. And the one line that also was very strategic, it talks about faith and it talks about being on like basically the cliff, like about to like fall into fear. And I think the line is, if I can remember the line, but like without singing it, I'm like at the brink of fear at faith's high heights. And I worded it that way because sometimes when we're walking in faith, it's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And it's very, very easy to just topple over into fear and take control.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to do. And, but you can't know rest in Christ if you are doing it, if you're taking control.
Yeah.
You can't know rest.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's just, it's a, like a hope-filled song that even in the most chaotic times, we can know rest in Christ, even though we don't feel it. I feel like that's so important.
Yeah.
Even though our emotions might not feel it, we can know it. And then it's when we get to the end of that we can see God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't us anxietying, that's not a word, through, like being full of fear and anxiety and trying to do it on our own to get through. We can then finally get through maybe a very difficult time and look back and say, I can see God's hand in it.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like, can we know of God's rest while we're in it? Or do we have to kind of see his faithfulness afterwards?
I mean, I think it's different for everyone.
I definitely agree with you in the knowing God as opposed to feeling him. I think a lot of people are knowing an aspect of God, like knowing his peace, knowing his rest, knowing, you know, fill in the blank, without it being a feeling,
right?
You know, a tangible kind of feeling,
right?
It's just, you know,
right?
It's real enough that you just know,
right,
what this is now.
Yes.
I totally agree with you in that. I'm just like, yeah, when the going really gets tough, it's usually the times when I look back that I see that I had experienced rest. Does that make sense?
I think that is the case.
Yeah.
For like a lot of people, and sometimes that is the case. But from what I have found, cause I'm like an emotional person.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that all the time, like feeling wise, but like specifically this past year where there was like a long period where I was like, literally, I felt like I was like clinging on to God, like a leech.
A lot of people were. Yeah.
I was like constantly praying and constantly in his word, like you have to confirm yourself again and again and again. Like I wouldn't let him go. I was like, this might be crazy, God, that like I'm this crazy and asking you to like encourage me every little step of the way. But I'm like, if you don't, like if I don't ask this, I can't continue to walk in faith. Mm. And that was like, yeah. So I felt like God, I say all that to say, I felt like every like step of the way God kept on like giving me little encouragements, whether it was through his word or through someone else, or just an actual like feeling. Yeah. Not that I had like feelings all the time, but like there would be things in his word or things that someone else would say to me where I knew God was saying, yes, yes, it's okay. You're going in the right direction. You're doing okay. Like,
yeah,
it's okay. I've got this. I've got you. And so like I felt like I knew along the way. I don't always feel that way, but I don't think that we always need that. I mean, maybe we should always be in a situation like that. I don't know. But I don't think we always need that like little step of the way for certain things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The thought that came to my mind as you were talking about that is the, I don't know if this is a verse, I can't place it right now, but those that God has chosen, he also prepares, you know, mm-hmm. and those he prepares, he sends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a verse like that.
There is a verse, okay. That's something that just, I've been learning recently, and it's a restful thought. To know that if you're, we've touched on this in the past, kind of vaguely, just that, you know, I think we talked about it on New Year's, you know, if you're supposed to pursue something, if God has chosen you to accomplish something, you're the person to do it.
Right.
You're the perfect person to accomplish that task. Because if he chose you, he's going to prepare you.
Yes.
And we were actually talking, I was talking the other day with a pastor, and he was kind of preparing a sermon for one of the Sundays he's going to preach at our church. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the book of Isaiah. Mm. And he was saying, he was rereading, because he wants to focus in on, I believe, chapter 6, but he was rereading 1-5 just to kind of prepare. And what's interesting is, nothing happens. Like nothing, Isaiah doesn't do anything in chapters 1-5.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But a lot of things happen in Isaiah's life. Yeah. Like he doesn't go out. Like Isaiah, if you don't know, is a prophet. Mm-hmm. So he had a purpose that God was going to send him to tell the Israelites his word. But in chapters 1-5, the only thing that's happening is just Isaiah's getting these visions, you know, of kind of the Holy of Holies, the throne room of God. It's crazy. It's awesome. And angels come, the cherubim come and like purify him because he gets up to heaven. And this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Mm-hmm. He gets up to heaven and he says, I'm a dead man.
Yeah.
That's worship.
Yes.
Like worship is not an emotional
yes.
reaction. Worship is not an emotional experience. It's once you actually get into the throne room of God, your immediate reaction should be, I'm a dead man.
Yes.
I do not belong here.
Yes.
But then through Jesus Christ, he comes and he says, no, you don't. You don't.
I love
but
it.
But I have come and I died. So you didn't have to.
Yes.
And I bled, so you didn't have mm-hmm. to. And I took all those stripes on my back,
right.
So you didn't have to. And now, good thing, you get to wear me.
Yes.
You get to when God looks at you, he sees me.
Right.
And that's redemption. And yeah, it's cool to see how God took five chapters in the book of Isaiah to prepare him for the thing that he was chosen to accomplish.
And that's just what we read about.
Yeah, and I'm just finding more and more cases of that in my Bible reading and conversations with other people. Just this repeating narrative, this repeating story in the Bible and in people's lives, that when God has chosen you for something, he does all of these different things that you specifically need to be prepared for it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so cool to see that. I mean, it's coolest to see when it's like a friend of yours.
Yes.
Or it's someone in our church or you name it. It's so cool to see it in that tangible way, to see how God is shifting something in their minds, how God is really opening something up that they've never seen before.
Right.
You know, moving things in their lives in terms of employment, moving things in their lives in terms of relationships.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's cool to see the pieces moving and him preparing those people.
Yes.
So I thought of that. I didn't want to get too far off from your song. But I think that's an aspect that we have to understand about God to know how he gets us to rest.
Yes.
Rest is those little steps.
Right.
Those little glimpses that all culminate into us knowing
right
that it's God
mm-hmm.
who is giving us rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. I think rest is the thing that maybe we need most.
I think
it's
so interesting how God, I've heard people say this before, kind of what you're saying. They say, I can't remember who said it, but they said that they think that God enjoys, I think it was Beth Moore actually, that God enjoys seeing things grow or like preparing them and seeing them grow. And I don't know, that sounds right. I don't know. Like I'm just, that's something in my head. But it would make sense how he like prepares us and he just enjoy, I don't know. I guess he enjoys seeing us grow. In my human mind, I feel like I need to like get something done for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it feels like, why can't you just do it? Like, do it. Make me what you want. Get it done with. I keep messing up. Get it? Just make me right. But it's just not how it works. But with that said, I had a thought the other day that I haven't totally worked through, but it was like, it is not helpful to be like self-reliant, which we know, but I think self-reliance goes completely against learning how to rest in Christ.
Yeah.
And learning how to live in
definitely.
How to live faithfully.
Definitely.
Like, I think that's where we struggle so much and why we don't have rest, because we never practice it. Like, our lives are so, you want to talk about that one guy who, you know, says you should take a cold shower and live kind of.
Oh, the Wim Hof guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that works right along with the way God created us to be. And maybe not specifically in the extreme, you know, like cold shower, but he created us to live in such a way where we're not the ones in control. He doesn't want us to be irresponsible. That's not what I'm saying. But like, he wants us to say, what do you want, God? And God shows us and we're like, whoa, that's out of our comfort zone. That's out of our ability. I don't know how to do that. And God's like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Because if you did, you would leave me behind and you'd go do it.
Mm.
So yeah, I know it's too hard for you. That's why you need to pray and fast and be in my word and be praying constantly. Because you don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And you're going to take little steps at a time and I'm going to make it happen.
Hmm.
And that is resting in Christ. Especially when like reputations or finances or difficult things are on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny when you talked about God enjoying watching us grow, he enjoys watching things grow. I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, the author of creation,
right?
You know, I think he likes to watch his process action. And also, I just think back to some of the parables that Jesus talked about with the vines, mm-hmm. you know, how God is the vine dresser and he prunes.
Right.
And pruning is not a short-term process.
No.
I mean, pruning means that you're in it for the long game.
It's painful too.
Yeah, it's painful because you're cutting off dead things. You're cutting off things that are going to suck the life out of you. And once you cut them off, then that life gets to be brought back into Amen. The center, you know, Amen. And then you get to live. But yeah, so he like, I picture God as, you know, those Japanese, the people that really spend a lot of time on the, what are the trees called? Crap.
Japanese cherry blossom?
No, those are beautiful.
Those are like my favorite.
Yeah, those are beautiful. No, I'm talking about the...
the dwarf trees?
No. Well...
Sorry.
I don't think you can say that.
I think that's what they're called.
We're going to end this now. No, I'm just kidding. What are they called? I'm thinking of like all the worst Japanese things right now. I'm thinking of like Hiroshima and like Nagasaki and like just everything bad associated with Japan, except for this beautiful thing that they have.
Just explain it, because I probably won't know what it is either. I'm a simple person.
Yeah, hopefully it'll come to me as I'm explaining it. But they have those trees that start off really tiny mm-hmm. and you just... as they grow, because they can grow in such interesting ways.
Okay.
That you have to be very careful in your pruning. And it's a literally lifetime process.
Oh, wow. And maybe like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Oh, I actually thought of getting one for the studio, for this table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I thought it would be kind of a neat idea. It's funny how I can't... it's probably in my Google search or whatever. Is it a bonsai tree? Bonsai tree.
There you go. I've heard of that before, but yeah. I don't know what that
is. Yeah, the bonsai trees are these tiny trees that you have to be very meticulous with in caring
for. Were they at Longwood Gardens?
They were. Yeah, okay. they were on display.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. So they're not called dwarf trees.
Maybe.
I feel like I saw that word somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, they're tiny.
Okay.
But they can get, I mean, fairly
so
big.
So they can be really old, but yet they're tiny. They're small
because you're constantly pruning them. And yeah, you can make it grow in the direction that you desire from your pruning, from your manipulation of the tree.
Okay.
And I think of God like that. He knows what the finished product, what he wants to look like. He's the artist. We're the canvas.
Yes.
And he's shaping us and you know, making us into what he desires. And but it's a slow process. Like it literally is a lifetime that people could be just boop and that's it for like a month. Right. And maybe you'll just come back and, you know.
How encouraging is that though too? If you think about that, like that we're the vine or like if we were a tree like that, that we can start to go, that's his grace. That we can start to go in the wrong direction. He's like, no, sorry. Not that way. Not that way.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Like, this is what I want you to be.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's encouraging.
I need that.
I need that.
There's
God knows I need that.
There's no doubt that. Yeah. It's like we talked about before. Like, I want to go at 100 miles an hour. And God knows that I will jump off that cliff I'm running towards because that's not the direction I should be going. Like, and that's how life is sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're because of so many things that you have to juggle in our lives, you know, you really are kind of running at the edge of a cliff, and you have to be careful. If you run this way, you're going to run off it.
Right.
And people find themselves at the bottom of a cliff sometimes.
Right.
And, yeah. And that's really where God comes in, and where if we're relying on him, if we're digging into his word, if we're praying, if we're really trying to live in a not self-reliant way. And that doesn't, I just want to kind of talk about that a little bit, because I always want to combat the you're not in control of yourself and kind of lie. Mm-hmm. You know, you are responsible for yourself.
Yes.
But it's always best if you could live by a higher set of principles.
Right.
You know, and that's what religion, that's what, you know, serving God and following the principles laid out in the Bible allows you is that you don't have to be reliant on your own stupid mind. You know, what do I think is good? What do I think is the right decision? Because, there are so many factors that are going to make you choose the wrong one.
Right.
There are so many factors that, you're gonna mess up. And, just being able to say, well, what would the Bible say about this?
Right.
It's like going to your friend for a second opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's super helpful to just be in the word every day. Just helps you understand how this whole all works. I feel like and I'll continue to grow, but I feel like I've just learned so much by being in the word consistently. Like, you know, I used to kind of be like, okay, like I have to, like God has to say something very specifically, and then I do that. And like, I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Because I only can do what God says. And then I've just kind of gone back and forth and then figuring out like, that's not exactly right. And then kind of learning that there's freedom. We can just be free in the Lord, we're still not serving ourselves though.
Right.
Like we're still seeking his face, but it doesn't mean like we can't go get a haircut for more expensive than what we feel like we should pay.
Yeah.
No, what I'm just saying...
That's a complete Britney-ism right there.
What I'm saying is, like, we have freedom in Christ.
Yeah.
And you don't understand that freedom unless you're in his word daily. Mm-hmm. Like, we serve Christ. He is our Lord. We are not our own master, but we also are free in Christ.
Well, and
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And
that's the difference between people that read the Bible and just kind of write it off as a book of rules.
Right.
And people that read the Bible.
Yes.
Searching for deeper meaning, searching for a more fulfilling life through the Bible.
Yes.
If you just read the Bible on the surface, you're just going to see rules.
Yeah.
You're just going to see do this, don't do this.
Right.
But when you actually read it in its totality, not just piecemeal and pick the things that you like and don't like, when you read it in its totality, you get to actually see the character of God towards you.
Yes.
Like, or for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different perspective of God comes off the page. God comes out of the rules and is able to actually communicate to you, this is why I said this.
Yes.
You know, he's actually able to kind of come off the page and reveal himself to you. And it's just... It's so much more than rules.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know?
And I
hurt for people that see it in that way. That see God as this kind of tyrant in the sky that's gonna get you if you mess up.
Right.
And it's like, this is for your good.
Yes.
And like I say a lot, you know, the more you discipline yourself, I'm trying to discipline myself all the time in just different ways. Like, and I've gotten, you know, undisciplined in certain areas of my life, even recently. And I'm constantly like trying to get back to that place where I'm disciplined again.
You don't have a good because good encouragement from your wife.
Well, on certain things, like getting up early,
working
you know,
out.
I've managed to continue working out, but okay, here's like a couple examples real quick. So I stopped getting up early, and I really want to get back to that because it completely throws off my day.
Yeah.
You know, I used to get up early, get my devotions done, I read the Bible, pray, work out.
Yes.
All before work.
Right.
And then, you know, I got a shower, I'm working, and then my day's ahead of me.
Yes.
And I can just kind of...
Whatever needs to be done, you can get done.
Get whatever done, done. But now, I've been lazy, so I get up later, you know, get coffee, usually just have to start work.
Yeah.
And then I don't get to work out till, like, today. I started working out at, like, 3 at my break.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically just worked out intermittently till I got done work.
Right.
Quick, got a shower, got here to record the podcast. But I see the discipline and the freedom that it, like, yes. I see the discipline of getting up early and the freedom that it gave me later on in my day.
Yes.
And there's so many other ways that I've seen the way that disciplining yourself in one area of your life gives you freedom in another.
It's true.
And I think it's the same way with scripture and God. Mm-hmm. You know, you discipline yourself in your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You discipline yourself in, trying to think of, you know, some biblical examples that Christians try to adhere to be disciplined.
Just your mind in general.
Yes. I mean, totally. You try to discipline yourself mentally.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of freedom that you get from stress, the amount of freedom, or even not even the freedom you get from stress, your perspective towards stress. Because
mm-hmm.
just for a minute, I just want to explain, stress is good.
Mm.
That's one of the things that I think is really awesome about your song, coming all the way back mm-hmm. to that. You're not, like, you're highlighting the fact that it took chaos and it took a dark time for you to know rest.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't find out things, we don't discover things about ourselves, about the world, about people around us, about God, until we're in difficulty, until we experience struggle in those areas. You know, the best marriages are ones that have gone through hard times.
I was just thinking that.
But it makes sense because to, you know...
that have gone through hard times and you haven't given up.
Yeah, yeah. But this all makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you work out, you're not going to make gains.
If you don't stress your body.
If you don't stress your body. The more weight that you lift, the bigger your muscles will get.
Right.
That just makes sense then that whatever you go through in your life, the more difficulty, the more you stress those areas of your life and you're in control of it, you know, you're going into that stress with the perspective, the right perspective, that this is going to bring about growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going through a difficult time at work. Good.
Right.
Good. Because at the other side of it, you're either going to have learned something, you're going to have gotten another job, or whatever.
Right.
You know, if we just are able to say... And I'm pulling this from Jocko Willink, that extreme ownership guy. Mm. He has this wonderful video at the top of his podcast page called Good.
Mm.
And he talks about the same thing, stress and going through difficult things in our life is good.
Mm-hmm.
If we can say good.
Right.
When we're going through it. If we can have the clarity of mind to say whatever it is, mentally, emotionally, relationally, maritally, spiritually, this is difficult. Good.
Right.
Because I'm going to grow from it.
Right. And I agree with that. I don't disagree with that. I think you could, however, as long as you're founded in Christ and yeah. your mind is trusting in Christ. Yeah. And that's the whole reason God is always telling us, like, rejoice, rejoice, and give thanksgiving to me and bring your petitions before me. Because
you don't think God is...
Because if you don't...
You don't think God knows this perspective and says, hey, this is healthy.
Right, well, no, that's what I mean. He knows that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's where your strength comes from, mm-hmm. though. If you're just saying good and you're like pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and, sure, and you're sure. saying, I am going to do this, it'll result in either, like, I don't know, but you'll definitely become prideful or you'll just yeah. be destroyed by stress.
Right. And those yeah. are the, those yeah. are the pitfalls that someone that knows God, that knows, you know, that has a relationship with God is able to avoid.
Or you'll become very bitter. Sorry, just said.
Yeah, well, these are the pitfalls that God allows you to avoid.
Right.
You know, so definitely, if you could go through that and have a humble perspective afterwards, when you do learn and you do grow. And you're able to say, okay,
right.
Thanks God.
Right.
Thanks for getting me through that. Thanks for bringing about this growth in my life.
Right.
You know, yeah, I think good can be replaced with gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a biblical concept, you know, give thanks in all things.
Right.
Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. If we can learn those types of things, we'll be able to just blast our way through stress.
Yes.
And not in a pull yourself up by your bootstraps, whatever the heck that is.
I don't know what that
I
means.
I don't know what that is. But whatever it is, we can blast through it, not with that perspective, but with a thankful perspective that our lives are going to be bettered because of that hard time, because right. of that difficult situation, because of that person that we struggle with, because of that marriage that looked bleak for a second, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because of that child that is crazy, because of whatever it is, we can give thanks and know that all of it was for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
All of it was for right. teaching us something new about God,
right?
About his faithfulness, about rest.
It gives you encouragement too, to like for the next person that mm-hmm. maybe is going through a really hard time, that you can honestly encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. Because sometimes you don't know, or maybe it's because I'm young, but like sometimes you don't know what to say because you haven't been through the same thing. And right. not that you will have gone through the same exact thing, but you can at least say, I know. Mm. Like, I know that God can get you through this.
Yeah.
Will you let him?
Yeah.
Will you trust him?
Yeah.
Because it's you can't, it's harder. I won't say you can't. It's harder to see God's faithfulness when you weren't trusting him in the first place.
Yes. Yeah. That's key. That's key.
So, yeah.
Well, I think this has been a good conversation. I can't wait to work on that song a little more.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to get a couple more parts on it, kind of fill it out a little more, but I'm super excited to share that one because I think so many people after this 2020, after some of the craziness in 2021 already, are really going to resonate with that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We have some other music on the way, yeah. just for everybody to know. I've been putting a lot of my attention into this clips page, this Just Breathing Clips channel on YouTube, but I think I have enough up there for now to shift my focus to kind of working on the music for Lawed and Lungs.
Yay.
Hopefully we'll be able to get that done soon, get that out to the world. That way we can move on to a new song and just keep it rolling. But all right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up. If you haven't done so already, you need to hit the like button. You need to hit the subscribe button. You need to hit the notification bell. That way, whenever we put a video up, we're putting more videos up now. That way you always know when a new one's coming up. Those that are listening on audio podcast platforms, thank you. I really appreciate everybody that listens to this. Make sure that you follow us or subscribe to our podcast. I don't really know a lot about all the analytics of podcasts. I'm still learning, but they say leave a review. Yeah. Give it 5 stars.
Leave a review. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go in there and leave a review. This podcast is all right. It's okay. But I'll still give it a 5-star, obviously. I'm not going to mess with the algorithms. But do that if you have the time. We appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next episode. All right, guys. Love you all. Bye.